So it was voted to finish the story, even though it was a terrible ending. So they summoned Barhedia, and Amar Lei Amtuzuza Didach Arbu Shirai de Malka. Barhedia said to the guy, because of your filthy money, you wouldn't pay me, so I didn't give you a good interpretation. Because of you, all of the king's garments were destroyed. Kaftu Trealza Bechavla, they took two cedar trees, they bent them down with a rope. They bound one of his legs to one cedar tree that was bent down, and his other leg to the other cedar tree that was bent down. And they let go of the two cedar trees, they untied them, and the two snapped, and he was cut in half. Rava heard that the two cedar trees were standing hung with his body slit in half up to the head. But the head was holding everything together. He said, I don't forgive him till the head goes too. So the two cedar trees straightened out completely, and he was completely divided in his death. And then he gained atonement. Then Rava forgave him. So this needs a lot of depth. What's going on here? And that deserves a whole class unto itself. That a punishment brings a kapara, that a person can be mochel up to a point, that there comes a point where Rava says, more than this, I'm not. So if you ask yourself, how could it be? Rava was mochel his two sons' death, his two divorces. He was willing to be mochel a lot. If you review all the things Rava suffered because of him, all his business, all his wealth, or his family, his daughters would be abducted. I mean, he gave him interpretations that his own children would be taken as captives under foreign rule. I mean, one after another, his interpretations were horrible. Rava really suffered because of him. And yet, Rava said, I can forgive everything but one. And over that one, Rava said he should die an unusual death. And he did. And ultimately, he gained Mechila. You see, Rava said, I'll be Mochalim after. So you see, there's something deeper going on here, where he did gain atonement. We also see the Gemara gives us the depths of the story of what kind of person he was at the end of the story. On the one hand, Rava declares he's a Rasha. On the other hand, this Rasha has a tradition. He knows that a curse will come true. And he figures going into exile is a way of attaining atonement. So there's obviously much more depth going on here, and we'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem next week. We'll pick up here.